Welcome to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. A movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life. With hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They will help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and healthy lifestyle, and discovering your awesomeness. No More Rules starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to No More Rules, the impact of being you no matter what. I'm Camille Barreto, and with me is Steph Yost, and we are so excited to have our guest, Annie Gratera, with us. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you.
As you guys know, we talk a lot about clean eating and the importance of self-care. And Steph and I, we were pretty gangster at eating clean, taking care of our bodies, really into that and working hard at the knowledge of all of that. But it was probably 2 or 3 years ago, we discovered, you know what, there's also more healing to be done and other aspects of our body that need healing. And Impact Wellness is a lot about body, mind, and spirit. And Steph and I got on this course with our spiritual journey and the internal healing and looking within to see what we needed to do to empower more self-care, healing, and part of this journey has been absolutely beautiful. It's been hard as well, but we both highly recommend it to all of our viewers, anybody. It's the greatest journey you will ever take. And so when we were trying to decide who's a guest that we want, Steph goes, you know what? I want Annie Gratera because she's made a big difference in my life and I have seen the shift and the changes. And so Steph, if you want to talk a little bit about your experiences with Annie before we get Annie going.
You bet. Quick thing. We feel like once Camille and I started on this self-betterment healing journey, that yeah, it was messy and it was in the weeds and it was ugly. But through that process, is where the growth happened. And not only our growth for ourselves, but our growth for our business and our growth for our clients, because we became great at asking questions that people weren't asking. And they're finding out like why they're sabotaging themselves with food, why they're not loving themselves and taking, and like, why is this so hard? Well, it's because they didn't love themselves. And until you go through that process, you've got to be whole to like heal spiritually, but for your body to be healthy is such an important part of it. I met Annie, oh gosh, a little over a year ago, and I was at a Mystic Fest in Council Bluffs, Iowa, with another friend of ours who is a spiritual healer. And she was like, oh my gosh, you have to meet my friend Annie. And I had seen her picture before and was drawn to her bright colors, like on her website, it's orange. And I was like, I just felt this presence. And then I had finally booked a session with her, and it was just so calming, and everything I talked to her about, it was, it's so comfortable to open up to her. And it was so funny. I was dating this guy, and it was kind of getting to the end anyway. And he said, you need to see a therapist. And I go, oh, I do. Annie. And she was part of the discovery process that I needed more. So it was like full circles. Like I needed her exactly when I called her. And we've been on this journey together, and she's learned more about what we do at Impact as far as clean eating. And so it's been a great journey, but also developed into a beautiful friendship. I super love her. So Annie, tell us about your business and what you do.
Okay. Well, exactly. I do what you guys are talking about. There's so much more that we can be when we go deeper into who we really are. Like you mentioned, Camille, the mind, body, spirit, right? I would add one other element to that, emotions. Okay. You know, if you look at the layers of ourself, it's mind, body, spirit. That's like the term that people use all over the place. But emotions are such an important part of that. So that's something that I bring into the picture is, you know, I am a therapist, but I call myself a holistic therapist because I also do energy healing and some other things. It is very much a more holistic approach than a traditional medical model because of my own experience with recognizing how significant the spiritual and the emotional healing piece is. Because like you said, yeah, you can do the, you can change your eating and your lifestyle habits. And those are important. Those are important. That's you're addressing the physical, and sometimes those can make some create some bigger changes too. But if you are ignoring the spiritual emotional piece, it's really significant. So that's what I do. I'm a licensed therapist, but also, like I said, I'm certified in energy healing. So I bring all that into my sessions. My business is called Annie Gratera Soul Healing, but I do want to mention that that is like a misnomer because souls don't need healing. and the healers, oh, the healers are just teachers and guides. We really do heal ourselves. So if you two hadn't stepped on your journey and said, hey, what more can I do for myself? You would never have known, right? So when you're open and curious, then you can be guided and taught.
Absolutely. So the next question for you, because when we were speaking last week, I know the healing field is so near and dear to my heart, because when you have undergone your own healing and the power of it, you feel a calling to be a healer or in the healing field. And so when we were talking, I was like, Annie, this is really good. Are you comfortable with sharing your story of what got you into the healing practice? What was your calling? What was it about?
Sure. Well, I have definitely always felt like I was always a healing, a helper person. I always wanted to do what I can to help. So that was always in me, but I didn't know how. One of the key experiences I had was when I was acting as a therapist at a residential treatment center for adolescents, which I did for quite a few years before I had my own children. And all the people around me, including well-trained, experienced therapists, did not really know how to tell me what to do. You know, I'm like, how do you, there's so much more. I mean, these people, they're whole humans, but I didn't know how to speak this language, but there are so many people and that need this kind of help and they need a deeper help. Anyway, it wasn't until I got to where I was at my own rock bottom when I had my own children and I got to my own rock bottom when I realized, okay, I wasn't proud of myself as a mother, as a wife, as a person. And I had never felt that bad before. And that's when I got to where I couldn't smile. Absolutely not smile. I couldn't function barely. And I realized I really need some help. So that's when I finally sought some help. And my help turned out to be more of a holistic spiritual nature. So rather than doing just the traditional therapy thing, I really learned about how to really hold space with the deeper emotions and how to go into those, how to navigate into that area, like through my own experience and to reach up to, you know, the higher realms, because all of that light, there's so much there. So to pull it all together was absolutely an amazing experience for me. And I realized, okay, this is it. This is that thing that I was always looking for. How we know how to help people is to go deeper in and go higher up.
And did you feel that when you were at that residential treatment center? Is that that inner point that you were like, there's so much more, I know this can look differently? And then you had your experience to go, oh, yes, it can be so much more than what you were seeing there at the center. I mean, they have a place, but you know that there's more that we can do for people.
Absolutely. I felt like these kids really needed me, and I did have deep love for them. So I would tell them things like, you can do anything. And I had some kids tell me later that was all they needed. They needed to have somebody tell them that. And that was really significant. So the work I did there was significant, but I always knew, I just felt this longing and kind of an emptiness, like I've hit a dead end, except that it's not really a dead end. It's like, there's so much more, but I don't know how to get through. So when I got to my own point of really recognizing, I have missed the boat. What have I done? It helped me to really like ask the deeper questions. And so I asked myself, what have I been doing all of my life? When have I felt happy? When have I felt sad? It helped me to really recognize patterns in my life. So then I could go into, when I did my own work, I could go into those patterns and really like go deep into them and heal them for good. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. Do you feel like it was like after this journey of your own spiritual journey that you went on, is it just like, did you just like, oh my gosh, I can help more people now in a different, totally different level?
Absolutely. Everybody, I just want to scream it from the mountaintops. I mean, everybody needs to know about this stuff. I shouldn't say needs to know. Some people are meant to open up. And as you know, like some people, like they don't want that. That's not where they're at. So everybody's on their spiritual journey where they want to be. But so my intention is to be available and to put the message out to reach as many people who are open and curious and want to learn, like the two of you explain. You know, there's so many people that want that, but they don't know how, they don't know what to do. And so I can do that. I can show them because I've done so much of my own work and it's been so deep and real. Even in my journaling, you know, okay, why do I feel this way? What is my motivation? It helps me to understand all of that territory so I can help people navigate the psyche.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This is No More Rules with Steph Yost and Camille Barreto and our amazing guest, Annie Gratera. If you want to learn more about Impact Wellness, go to yourimpactwellness.com. And Annie, what's your website?
AnnieGratera.com.
Great. We will be right back in a minute.
Tune in to No More Rules, the impact of being you, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
When the solutions to the challenges in your life are unclear, an executive business coach may be the answer. I'm Mark Fechner, and I specialize in coaching clients with issues related to performance, leadership, business relationships, and creativity. Any person or organization that wants to overcome mental blocks, create new possibilities, and achieve a higher level of performance can benefit from the services of a certified coach. Schedule a free consultation with me today at markfechner.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to No More Rules, the impact of being you no matter what. One thing we want to talk about first off, our giveaway, the Hawaiian pink salt. And that's going to go out to the second person who reaches out to us on Facebook. Why would you incorporate pink salt into your daily diet? Provides you 82 of your key 90 minerals that your body needs. And we are not getting enough minerals in our daily diet. And if you want to hydrate, hold on to your water, get those good electrolytes in. Pink salt is going to be the answer. Add it to your foods, add it into water. It's amazing. It brings great flavor to things.
The salt that we eat right now is that yucky white table salt. It is chemically bleached, so it's perfectly white. This is pink because it's from both two different salt beds, and it's super healthy from you. Our body does not replace minerals. In fact, we are getting rid of them every day. Minerals help from everything from brain functions to joints to keeping every cell healthy. So we're going to give this away to the second person who mentions on our Facebook page, I want your pink salt. If not, we sell this to you also. So, okay, we're back with Annie. And we want to learn more about Annie and your healing perspective and kind of your magic. So
okay,
let's talk. We meant to get into this in the last segment. A lot of people, when they think of therapy, they think of, am I going to get hypnotized? Tell us a little bit about different takes on hypnosis. And is that something that you do, or kind of what's the whole phrase about that?
Yes, I am also a certified hypnotherapist. I learned hypnosis because, like I said, it's so important to get into those layers. So hypnosis helps us to get into those really deeper parts of ourselves, because what you and I are talking about right now, when we're solving a problem, whatever we're thinking, whatever we know about already is in the conscious level of awareness. Like, I think of it like all up here, it's all intellectual, but there's so much more. Every single thing that we have ever experienced is held in the cells of until we really process it through to feel peace and acceptance with it. So that's why we have, what's that?
Go ahead.
That's why we have such a, when we find ourselves doing things like, God, why did I do that again? Why do we keep doing that thing? I wish I would do this, you know, whatever it is, whether it's eating patterns or emotional patterns in relationships or a job or whatever it is, that's because of the unconscious processes at work. So it's like, if you think about an iceberg above the water, the tip of the iceberg is conscious awareness, but there's a huge amount of ice below the water. That's unconsciousness. So hypnosis, and I just clarify something, that it's the kind of hypnosis that I do, and therapy hypnosis by nature should be a really healing, only light bringing hypnosis, which is how I do it. I know that some people are kind of nervous about, like, what is hypnosis? So I just get you to a really relaxed state. In that relaxed state, you have access to memories, emotions, and insights that you just simply do not have when you're in the conscious state of awareness.
I experienced this with you, and it was exactly that, such a calming session, that you know you didn't feel foggy or anything after it. You just felt so aware, and like everything below the surface, like you said, the iceberg. So it's a great thing to know that it's not a scary process. It's peaceful.
Right. It can be scary. It's really only scary before you go in. Like thinking about, like, what is going to happen? You know, that's really the only scary part. And that can be, you know, more or less scary depending on the person. But, and maybe it's not for some people, but when you go in there, all it is you. All it is your own experiences, your own emotions. There's nothing scary about it. And when we get, because there might be some fear, but once you address it, you're like, oh, I see. It's kind of like that saying, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. So I navigate you through. That's why it's helpful to have somebody to help you get past the resistance. So you can say, oh my God, I've been resisting this all my life, but really it's just that thing. So another point that I wanted to make about, like, going into the unconscious, you said it's really calm. And so if you think about, like, an iceberg, an iceberg is finite, right? But in reality, this space of unconsciousness is not finite. It's actually literally infinite. It's all of who we can be. It's all of, like, all of those things that we've ever experienced, all of our trauma and tension and all of those things, all of the emotions that we've stuck down, but it's also all of what we can be. It's like our whole soul self. It's like when you connect with that space, you're in a whole different energy level. You're in a whole different, like you're bringing in the dimension of spirit into your awareness. That's why it feels so calming, and it's really uplifting. It's inspiring. And is it also difficult? Like you guys said, when you first got on your journey, it can. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're telling the truth. You're being accountable. There are tough things about it, but is it worth it? Yes. 100%.
It's kind of the magic. It's kind of the magic that just opens up when you actually allow to be vulnerable and see what's beneath the surface. And that's something that you talk about a lot, is the magic. How do you describe?
Oh my gosh.
It's when you use it so much.
it's so hard to describe in words because it's beyond words. Like you said, you feel calm. And so if someone's hearing you, oh, that's nice, calm. But to feel it is such a different experience, you know, like kind of like meditation or anything you're experiencing. You're trying to put words to what a sunset looks like. You know, you can't quite do it. But I can say that it truly is magic, because when you open your heart, when you are willing and curious and you go into that space, you find things that you just absolutely had no idea that could happen. Like a woman last week said, I'll never escape the voice of my mother. And I said, well, geez, why would you say that? Would you like to try? And she said, well, how would I do that? And so I, first of all, just questioning the thought helps her like intellectually go, oh, is there something else beyond that? I never considered that. But then when we go into the body, like eyes closed, internal experience, go into the body and feel it, she felt the sadness. She felt the fear. And just feeling it, open it up. She just sat with it and she tried to talk some more. And I said, no, we're going to come back, feel that sadness, feel that fear. So she stayed with it. And then I said, okay, now go back and see what that feels like, that voice of your mother. And then she says, oh my gosh, I feel it like moving away, distancing, right? Like that's perfect. It's magic. She never knew she could do that.
And wouldn't you agree, like, you know, we're going to get into the heart healing that you do, but we have so many people suppressing emotions versus dealing with them, and you giving people a safe space to feel vulnerable, to feel everything. And then once they truly go, you know what, it's okay to feel, and they do it, then you, like she literally visually saw it move. It took the power away, didn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. She said, this is the beginning of the rest of my life, or something along those lines. Because, you know, if you are truly living with the belief that you'll never escape your abusive mother's voice, putting you down and telling you you can't, if you think that, then that's your reality. But if you decide, right? I mean, then if you decide, oh, is there something more? That's kind of what happened in my open awakening, like over and over and over, actually. You know, when you recognize what beliefs you're living under that simply aren't true, what more is possible? Ask the question and then you can find out. But if you don't ask the question, you don't ever wonder, then you're stuck with it.
How would you describe heart healing?
Well, I call it heart healing because, the heart is the most spiritual, vibrant energy center of the body. And we think of the heart representing love, which it does. But if you think more about like really true love, unconditional love is the most pure form of love. And that is also called acceptance. And so I work a lot with acceptance with my clients and even with myself. Whenever I'm struggling, I say, okay, Annie, what is it I need to accept? What am I fighting against? What am I resisting? Because once we stop resisting, you know, the phrase, what we resist persists, 100% true. So when we decide to go into that space of whatever we're resisting and notice it and ask, okay, how can I accept this? It's a beautiful thing. So you can either intentionally go into the energy of acceptance of what you already know, or the other way you can access the energy is opening your heart energy. And I'll do that with you in the meditation at the end of this. I'll help you feel that for yourself so you know what it's like. But when you intentionally open your heart to whatever, like, let's say you want to open your heart because you've had this fight with your husband and you want to feel better, but you're not really sure how, or you notice, oh, I'm totally judging that person over there. I don't want to feel that way. So you open your heart and absolute magic can happen. I've done that with strangers where I felt this judgment and I opened my heart and bam, we have this beautiful conversation that would not have happened had I held onto that judgment and walked away. Magic, pure magic. It truly is. So you can open your heart to absolutely anything. And so that's what I do with people is let's get in there and just open up to more and see what can happen.
Heart healing. That's a really, really good term. And that really fits what you do really well. How is that is that like the true healing? Do you feel that once people can do that, that that's really where the gateway for healing happens?
Absolutely. So it's something that we have to keep up with. So if you are, you're doing some heart healing and you find like this woman that I mentioned that I had last week. So let's say that she doesn't do anything more. I mean, obviously her life is going to be different. It can't go back to where it was. We can't go back. We can only go forward. We can kind of forget for a little while, but evolutionarily, your soul as a person on this life and as a human being, you now know that thing. You can't go back to unknowing it, right?
That's a good point to make.
Yeah, you can only go forward. So sometimes people are like, oh my God, like it gets a little rocky in the actual life because life might change, you know, because you've got to like now this new you doesn't fit with certain things. So it does take some courage sometimes to be like, okay, I can't do that anymore, or this needs to shift and to be up for that. But the more that you do, I mean, there's absolutely no end to what we can be, how we can feel, and how much connection we can have in our relationships.
I love that you say that it's not something that you do just once. It's kind of like clean eating. You don't wake up one day and say, okay, I ate a great breakfast. There, now I'm healthy. No, it's the continual process. So that's how this all spiritual journey goes back into being completely optimal, healthy, mind, body, spirit, emotion, but continuing the practice and continuing the work. You got to do the work every day. And it's seeing yourself and really seeing yourself and knowing that you are amazing and that you can do it. We got to take another quick break. Again, Impact Wellness. You can find us at yourimpactwellness.com. I'm Steph. This is Camille. And Annie, tell us where we can find you again and maybe spell out your website.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing. It's anniegratera.com, A-N-N-I-E, Gratera, G-R-A-T-E-R-R-A.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about her perfect client, or who would be her ideal client. Who do you see? What services do you give? We'll be back in just a short minute.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's get into this. Annie, tell us, who would be an ideal client of yours?
An ideal client is someone who is open and curious. Those are the main qualities that the client has to have. I've had some clients come because somebody sent them and they said, oh my gosh, you can help me. That's fantastic. Please help me. But when I guide them into the emotions, they are scared of feeling emotions, or they don't really want this. Like, could you just give me a happy future? I don't want all this. But if you are open and curious, you're open to feeling, you're open to whatever, and you're willing to kind of roll with it, fantastic. And so I have learned actually from those clients to be really careful when somebody comes in to help them understand what the process entails. Like, you do need to be willing to feel your emotions. If you're not, I'm not the right helper for you. So, right. If they're willing to continually, because it takes courage to be accountable, right? You girls have experienced that. It's easy to just blame everybody else and keep your eyes closed and just tell your same old story. That's really easy. It doesn't feel good, but it's easier. It takes courage and it takes a lot of openness, and you have to be willing to move in there. Even sometimes when I'm in a session with somebody and they come past some resistance, one of the things I say, instead of just pushing them past, I say, are you willing to take a look at this? Are you willing to move past this? And they stop and think, and I do this in my own life too. I stop and think, am I willing? Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I could be, but it's another thing. If you don't ask the question, you might just, your unconscious processes of protection are in gear and they're stopping you. So you have to be willing to keep asking that question and continue to be accountable.
Sure, we can all get into that pattern of lying to ourselves that that's not really a problem, or I'll start doing that tomorrow, or it's no big deal. Well, after so many things we've swept under the rug, it gets pretty full under there, and you got to start unpacking it, and you help people do that.
Absolutely.
How would you be able to help someone who is maybe on a weight loss journey or physical healing? That what type of conversations and healing can you help do from that perspective also? Because so many people's, they're not healthy, physically not healthy. And their body is tired and they're not putting good food in their body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, so if somebody comes to me and says, hey, can you help me with weight loss or like smoking cessation or something like that? I refer them on. I say, if you just want that and that's it, then I'm not the helper for you. But if you want to look at your smoking or your alcohol, whatever the addiction is, whether it's to food or whatever it is, if you want to take a look at that in the big picture of your whole self, who you are, and really heal at a base level. Like there was one woman I worked with who smoked and she wanted help with that. And I said, I can't help just with that, but if you want this whole process, and she did. And it turned out that the smoking was caused by anxiety. And so we addressed the anxiety at a deeper level, like, you know, going back to childhood kind of stuff and really healing it. She did stop smoking. So that can happen. I've had people that change their eating habits or their weight changes or their physical health changes. And you never, ever know how. I mean, it's kind of a big, big mystery. There's just so much. It's such a complex, you know, we're such complex whole beings that are, you know, body, mind, spirit, and emotions, how they all dynamically work together. But that can happen. So if I'm working with somebody who has who asked for that, we're going to go into how does it feel for you and what are the issues in your life that are caused by this problem? Like, let's take a look at it a little different, deeper angle. Like, how are your relationships affected? How do you feel about yourself with this eating pattern or with this physical condition or whatever? And let's see if we can get into that. And then if it's a physical thing, we might go into, we would go into the body. We always go into, like, part of hypnosis is going into the body and saying, and noticing, okay, like really be in touch with how you, what, where do you feel this in your body? If you feel an emotion or what do you feel in your gut or whatever the issue is, we feel it. Because like I said, everything's in the cells of your body, everything we experience. So when we get to know that, we have an opportunity to accept it. And that's where the transformation takes place.
Camille, talk a little bit about feel, because we use that word all the time, but it's in a little bit of a more of a physical sense. Sometimes when you're eating bad food, you're off track. How does that make you feel? But it all circles around to exactly what you're saying.
And I just admire your like genuineness up front with the client and being ethical, because when people come in to see us, food is not the issue. 9 times out of 10, there's so much more going on. And okay, we're going to help with weight loss, but I'm very candid with my clients that's not going to become a lifestyle. That's going to be a short-term thing. But if you want, you know, to go, I got to learn how to feel. I need to get into the depths of my emotions and what does food mean to me and why am I making these choices and showing up vulnerable and asking for the deep healing help. That's when you've got long-term results taking place. And I ethically and genuinely feel better by being upfront with everybody about that comes in, and I'll say, okay, yeah, we can help with weight loss. But we're more about permanent results and making this a lifestyle. And a lot of what we're doing is talking about a lot of those suppressed emotions. It's amazing what will come out in a session, but it's so beautiful. Then they're not white knuckling, trying to eat clean. It becomes easier for them because of the self-love and the acceptance. They're finally allowing.
That's what I was just thinking as you said that. It's really about accepting yourself. So if they learn, like you said, white knuckling, when you learn to just accept whatever it is that you're doing and recognize, okay, yep, this is my pattern. Can I love myself through this pattern? Okay. Yeah. Like really intentionally. And then you get to where you're not white knuckling and you're just, you learn how to love yourself. No, that is a journey. It's a tough thing to do. And I want to say something about self-love that's really significant is that there's a lot of people like on Facebook and other social channels saying things like, well, I'm tired of people talking about self-love because I don't love myself. And it feels like shameful. Like I'm not good enough because I don't love myself enough. And I get that feeling, but then can you accept yourself having that feeling? Can you accept yourself having that experience, having whatever feeling you're at? The more we practice that, it's just about the journey. It's about practicing it. What you're saying, Camille, I think is so significant. It's not just a pill or not just a quick fix. That's not what you girls are into. There are plenty of places that are doing that, right? But that's not what you girls are doing.
Yeah, exactly. And because it's clean eating and it takes time and it's there's no magic pill. Just like people come in to you, hey, help me with this. I want to quit smoking. I want to feel better. Hey, are you going to do the work? It's every day. It's food prep. It's journaling. It's meditation. It's going within, like you say, and asking yourself those big questions. Mm-hmm. So tell us a success story of yours.
Gosh. Okay. So here's a cool one. There are so many though, because you know, when you do this deep, it's so effective when you do this deep healing, it's like, wow. Okay. So there's a woman that I worked with that I really love the story that she was in hospice and on tubes for COPD to help her breathe. And she was on hospice because she had been steadily declining, you know, she's anticipated to die within the next 6 months. Well, so she was one who was open and cure, who is open and cure. She's still alive. And she said, I know there's more that I need to do in this lifetime to clean things up. I don't want to have to come back and do it. So will you help me? I was like, absolutely. This is what I'm here for. I got you. So I came where like every week, every 2 weeks, whatever, for a while. And she graduated hospice. She got off of hospice and she's living her life.
That doesn't happen.
I know.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Like what else is possible? I mean, people who are like near divorce, and I help them understand the role that they're playing in their lives, you know, like, it's so easy to recognize. I mean, as a culture, as humanity, we just tend to look at what other people are doing wrong, but there's always something that we can do.
Absolutely. Like there's a book that talks about like, I don't know, four questions or something, but one of them is like specifically, of looking back of like, is that true? Is that really true? Or are we so clouded by like, I'm doing it right, mm-hmm. that they've got to be wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, ask questions of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I love that story.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are stories of like, a woman who, you know, just changes her whole, and so many, I'm just thinking about all these different women who come and they were on the verge of divorce and they came back and just really changed how they feel about everything and how they interact with their kids. And because when you really feel at ease and you learn about how to interact, like how to use boundaries instead of shame and criticism and really how to appreciate and look at the positive, it just entirely changes your outlook.
Okay, we're about ready for a break, but we want everyone to make sure they stay here for the next segment because Annie's going to take us through one of her guided meditations. This is going to be very calming. We're going to ask it. We're going to participate as well, but her voice is amazing and what you're going to experience is great. So we're going to take our last little break. I'm Steph and this is Camille with No More Rules. You can find us at Impact Wellness, yourimpactwellness.com. We're going to have Annie's link out there too of how you can get a hold of her, but we're going to go right back to this session in just a second and do her guided meditation.
The cat sat on the mat. When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit mindfulnesswithjoan.com and get untangled today.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, Annie. Are you ready to take us into this beautiful guided meditation?
Yes, I am. Let me just go ahead and set the stage so people kind of know what to expect just a little bit. So Okay. Let yourself be cozy. You can lay down if you want to. You can sit up. If you have earbuds, it's kind of nice just to keep kind of to be in this more of an internal little space. But if not, that's okay too. So I'm going to do a little bit of a heart opening and kind of feel what's in the heart. I just want to say to everybody that when you do this, you never know what you're going to find. You might find that you feel just as peaceful as could be because the heart is magical, but it will also show you what it is you need to heal first before you feel all that peace. So if you've got something that's been like, you know, trying to come to the surface, sometimes you feel anger, sometimes you feel sadness, sometimes you feel, you know, an insight about some old relationship, or you never know. And you might just feel just blissful. So whatever it is, the more we can accept, we can heal it. So I just want to have that said. So go ahead. And if you're comfortable, allow your eyes to soften closed, take a nice deep breath. Big exhale, settling in, feeling the sensation of the air on your face and the floor beneath your feet, the furniture, feeling your breath, moving in, moving out, moving up and down, letting each exhale take you deeper into relaxation, softening, feeling softness through your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, feeling your neck, softening deeper and deeper in the tissues, seeking for any tension or any holding, releasing it into your exhale, softening deeper and deeper into your shoulders, into your arms, into your hands, to the tips of your fingers. Softening down into your chest, into your abdomen. Reminding yourself that you are safe and secure in this place where you are in this moment. And you are safe and secure as a light being that you are the same time you are in this human body. Softening deeper and deeper, becoming one with your breath. Softening down through your pelvis, letting the relaxation permeate every organ, every tissue, every cell, the space between the cells, down into your legs, past your knees, your shins, your calves, down through your feet, to the tips of your toes. Feeling the comfort of the relaxation, noticing what your body feels like as you soften and relax. And then taking your awareness gently like a feather to your heart center. Notice what you feel in your heart. And if you don't feel anything, that's okay. Just set your intention and practice. And allow any physical sensations, energetic sensations, just being with them. Not trying to change anything or make it different, but just noticing any emotional, spiritual sensations, as if you're observing without judgment. And then take your awareness up into your head, just to notice what it feels like there. Notice if it feels different than in your heart. Just noticing, not trying to change it or make it different. Just being with it. And then take your awareness back down into your heart. Notice what it feels like now. Is it the same as before? Does it feel different? Just accepting whatever it is, accepting yourself in this moment. Notice if you feel any resistance to any of it. And notice what it feels like to notice the resistance. See if you can feel pure acceptance for yourself. And now imagine as if you can open your heart energy. Feel what that feels like. Just set your intention to do it and notice. It doesn't have to feel like anybody else's. Notice all the sensations that come with opening your heart, allowing in, as if you feel safe and secure where you are and you want more of it. Maybe it's nature or a loving relationship. And then notice so that you notice the difference of closing your heart, as if there's something around you you want to protect yourself from. Feel the sensation of closing your heart, just so you know what it feels like. Notice how that affects the rest of your body, anything physical or mental, anything to notice. And then open your heart back up. And imagine welcoming in the people in your life. Imagine yourself connecting with love through your heart center, opening yourself to more of who you can be. And now bring to mind something in your life or someone in your life that is somewhat challenging for you. Maybe there's a judgment, or maybe there's a rift in a relationship or something you're not sure how to get past. Bring that up and let yourself feel it. What does it feel like to be in that space? And let those feelings grow. They're in you. So call them forward into your awareness. And go deeper into those feelings. And just notice whatever there is to notice about yourself, about the other person. Just notice. And imagine opening your heart, opening this energy to this person or this circumstance. Open-heartedly welcoming as much love and light as you can. And as you open your heart, you open beyond your logical understanding. So open beyond what you think is possible and just set your intention, opening to more, welcoming it into you, into this relationship or this circumstance. And now imagine yourself expanding into a larger awareness of yourself, expanding closer to your true nature, which is much, much, much larger and spacious than our human body. Imagine yourself growing up, 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 larger and larger until you feel yourself in spaciousness. Nothing around you. Nothing to stop you. The light of pure love. Beyond attachments, beyond conditions, beyond expectations. Unconditional love. Invite this into yourself. Connect with it. This is who you are. Feel into this space. Opening to it. Noticing if there's any resistance. Opening to the resistance. To welcome it in and to accept the resistance and yourself having it. Opening to more. Connecting this pure light of love. And then bringing this light down. Feel yourself moving towards your human body down on earth, bringing all this light and love with you to continue to heal you and transform. Imagine yourself back on the earth, with all this light swirling and moving within your body, healing and transforming all of you. From your heart into your neck and head, down your shoulders, your arms, to the tips of your fingers, down through your abdomen, your legs, the tips of your toes, out from the walls of your physical body into your energetic aura. Grateful for this opportunity to be here. Experience this. Begin to bring your awareness back fully into the present moment where you are right now. Taking a nice deep breath, wiggling your fingers and toes. And when you feel ready, gently blink your eyes open. Kind of hard coming back sometimes.
It is.
It's a whole different space. Yeah. Would either of you like to share anything about your experience?
I love the feeling of getting out of my head and into my heart. And I love that you had us do the contrast of closing the heart and then opening it again to see the contrast, the difference, and how much better you feel with an open heart.
I just love the whole aspect of the guided meditation, because people are always told they need to meditate and they need to just be quiet. But we still have our thoughts in our mind that are really difficult to turn off. But your soothing voice and your guidance and direction was the energy that makes it so powerful. And that we can teach ourselves how to relax and be calm and go within on our own, but your guidance is fantastic.
Thank you.
I would say the emotions that you were asking us to accept, it was painful to revisit those and feel those fully, that like tears started coming down my eye. But then when you had us move to, okay, now open that heart and just feel it and feel it fully and accept it.
Acceptance.
Then you're like, oh, and then you had us close that I'm like, no. But I thought, okay, that was good to feel the difference in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful process. And is this something that people can, do you do a lot of things over Zoom? Because not everybody lives in Omaha, Nebraska and can run over to you like I get the glory to do.
Yes, I do. All of my sessions are either in person or Zoom. I have a handful of people who are around the country that I only see over Zoom. So yes, it's they're, you know, I do the full on. You can do energy healing even over Zoom. You can do the hypnosis. It's all effective either way, like you just experienced. You don't really need to be present to do it. If you get onto my site, and maybe we can post a link to get onto my newsletter after somewhere on this page, because I'm not sure. I just, as you girls know, and the audience doesn't yet, but I was hacked and I'm off of Facebook right now, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do for social yet. I don't have that set up, but I definitely will be. But I have my site ready, and I have I'm going to be sending out newsletters regularly. And when I was on Facebook, I was doing a once a month Q&A. So just to answer any questions about any spiritual issue, relationship issue, whatever comes up, and then doing a meditation like this at the end, but a little bit longer, like a 20 minute one. So I'll get back to doing that at some point somehow.
We're going to have to come to a close, but what would be, the biggest message you could give to the viewers today? What would be a great message that you would like to leave our viewers with today?
That we are so much more than we think we are. And to always remember that and question everything.
Yeah, that is so great. And if anyone wants to reach Annie through our Facebook page, definitely reach out to us and we'll get you in contact with her, because this is an experience that you shouldn't miss out on. If you're feeling the pull to learn more, just dive in, because you need that. And if you don't know what it's going to lead to.
Yeah. So isn't it so different? The experience of like feeling the energy of it is so different than talking about it, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you said that you wanted to do this experience at the end, I thought this is a perfect way to give our viewers a true taste of you. We're going to have to sign out. So again, this is Stephanie Yost and Camille Barreto with No More Rules. We can be reached at yourimpactwellness.com. And Annie, how can we reach you again?
AnnieGratera.com.
Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to No More Rules, the impact of being you no matter what. Tune in live the first and third Monday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Join the movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and a healthy lifestyle, discovering your awesomeness. To find out more about Steph and Camille's wellness and weight loss coaching, visit yourimpactwellness.com today and schedule a consultation.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.